When I came into the field, which as you know is 50 years ago, there were practically no tests, there were practically no methods. I came with the outlook of hopefully a cognitive psychologist who liked the idea of measuring things. But the actual practice of neuropsychology in a hospital, one had no tools at all. And so one of the things one had to do, or I felt one had to do, was to develop tests that would be useful for clinical practice. In other words, tests that were derived entirely from what the patient could or couldn't do. In other words, tests that were relevant to their problems. In the domain of perception, designed the unusual views test, for example. In the domain of memory, I introduced formal measures for assessing retrograde amnesia by using public figures going back in time or using events going back in time. I think it's probably fair to say that was the first time anyone was sort of bold enough to try and measure retrograde amnesia, which in fact I did in order to try and get some evidence about Rebo's law, which I didn't really believe. So I thought, well, the only way to tackle that was to measure it. And so devised those tests, and I think there've been other people have got their own versions of these sorts of tests, and I introduced tests which are, I think, quite widely used, recognition memory tests for words and faces, which are used a lot as a sort of standard measure of someone's memory. And in the language domain, we produced a test, which is quite widely used, a test of naming skills. I've published a test on word comprehension, which is, I think, also quite useful.